Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, January 28th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy. Got a couple of text messages that came in during the interview that I did not notice. What I would recommend is go to ironpigsmoke.com. Ironpigsmoke.com. They have all the information you're looking, basically asking questions about hours of operation, things like that. Just check it out on their website and you'll get all the information that you need. One of the things that I think Lansing is going to do is the Senate's going to respond to the House bill. Then I think they're going to send it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And I think Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to sit on it. Kind of an interesting back and forth in Lansing about this particular issue and others. One of the things that happened was the Democratic Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, absolutely had a debacle of a lame duck session. He didn't have control of his caucus. Karen Whitsitt, the renegade Democrat state representative from Detroit, hid out in Matt Hall's office, preventing them from having a quorum. Absolutely failed to get some of the bills that they wanted to get done passed. Well, interesting. Nearly a month into the new legislative session, and outside of one of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's speeches at the Detroit Auto Show, one person has dominated the news cycle in Lansing. That person, the new House Speaker Matt Hall. The once media-shy West Michigan Republican is soaking up the spotlight in the void of anything else happening in the legislature with his Donald Trump-like stream of consciousness press conferences, committee assignments, chair appointments, dealing with nine bills that Joe Tate failed to turn in to Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the necessary timeline before the end of the lame duck session. The word is that as long as people keep watching his press conferences, he's going to keep doing them. So there are a panel of consultants, political pundits. What do they think of this strategy? And what do they think about Hall sticking in the freezer nine bills left over from the previous legislature? Will they permanently fall into the dustbin of history, into the trash bin, or will Hall be ordered by the Supreme Court to submit them to the governor? If he is ordered by the Supreme Court to do so, will he do it? Or will he defy them and say, sorry, you're a legislative branch? No, not. You are not involved in the legislature. You can have opinions about what we do in the legislature, but you cannot mandate and demand I do anything. Well, what do you make of House Speaker Hall's strategy to gradually roll out the announcement of his committee chairmanships and a heaton of reach strategies who cut her teeth as being a spokesperson for the House Republicans back in the day? She's not a fan. It's a brilliant way to put his own new speakership spin on it. And it's also proving to be a very crafty caucus management tool, without the committee on a committees, everybody has to kiss Matt Hall's ring, members of his own caucus and Democrats alike. And he's certainly keeping everyone guessing as to what's coming next. Well, another way of looking at it, Mike Radke Jr., a political consultant for Wolverine Strategies in Macomb County, he said, you mean this is actually a strategy? I just assumed he was behind on the work and he didn't do what he needed to do and skipped all those sessions in the lame duck session without getting down to business, hitting the ground running, much like what Donald Trump's doing in Washington. Andrea Bitely from Bitely Public Relations also made an observation that Hall has been owning the weekly news cycles with announcements, whether you like it or not. Also, Walt Sorg, producer of a podcast, A Republic If You Can Keep It, and Party on the Peninsulas, said he's not sure that the drip, drip, drip of committee chairmanships makes sense from an organizational standpoint, or is this him trying to keep himself in the news for an extended period of time? He certainly had an interesting tenure in the legislature. I'm thinking of him bringing in Rudy Giuliani for a committee hearing, which I referred to as the Lies and Farts Tour, which has bankrupted Rudy Giuliani. Next question. What will ultimately happen to the 9 bills from last session that House Speaker Matt Hall is keeping in the House Clerk's office? Redke from Macomb County said, I'm not a lawyer, but when I read the Constitution, I see the words shall be presented. And the last I knew, the word shall means must. I don't know why the clerk didn't present these, but I don't know how somebody can hold back bills that the legislature passed. At the end of the day, I think the governor is going to see these bills. Well, Bitely is looking for more answers on how the 9 bills even ended up in legislative purgatory. Why weren't the bills transmitted to the governor in the timeline required? And also, why isn't the governor making hay out of the nebulous 9 bills? If I was Speaker Hall and I knew the governor didn't want the very progressive bills to appear on my desk, I'd say let's now sit down and negotiate. The other consultant, Sorg, sees the Senate attempting to get the courts involved and at least getting the wheels turning on a successful lawsuit. He went on to say, I believe the Supreme Court will mandate that the Speaker send those bills to the governor's office and that she will act on them. My understanding that these are 9 bills that she wants to sign. The final consultant, Heaton, said, I disagree with Sorg completely with her answer. After being court-ordered into the hands of Governor Whitmer, they're likely to take the same mysterious tunnel under the Capitol lawn to the Romney as the right-to-work bills did in 2012. Kind of interesting. Lastly, an issue we just talked to Ian Murphy about. How much leverage does organized labor, that being the unions, have on the Senate Democrats to not move forward with legislation that retains the tip wage and adjusts the paid sick leave proposals? Bitely says political risk if the Senate Democrats don't work with the House Republicans on this one. The Senate Democrats could very well stall their way into the minority if they don't work with the House. For example, the Christian McDonnell Rivet seat should be up for a vote on the May ballot. And if there isn't a resolution to the wage and sick leave bills, the Democrats running for that seat will have to answer for it every single day, online, on TV and on front porches. If they end up losing that seat, we end up with gridlock in the state Senate. 20 Democrats right now to 18 Republicans. That Democrat seat flips. It's 19 to 19. Now you're dealing with the Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist breaking the ties going forward. Well, based on conversation with Democrats like the House Minority Leader Ranjiv Puri of Democrat from Canton, he sees the Senate Democrats being strong on this subject, and he doesn't expect any changes to the law. I think it's a done deal. The Senate isn't going to allow any changes to it, and additionally, I don't believe Governor Gretchen Whitmer would sign anything. Folks, if that ends up being the case, I can tell you right now, the Democrats are going to lose everything in 26. I don't care who the candidate is. They will not get a Democrat or independent elected governor. They're going to lose their majority in the state Senate. We're going to gain seats there and possibly in the House. You don't do anything to these changes that the Michigan Supreme Court did. It's game over for the Democrats in 2026. Here is the bottom line, according to consultant Heaton. The Senate Democratic caucus does not appear to be at all interested in the survival of Michigan's small businesses. Disinterest, which is surely driven in part by organized labor. Their vocal and vehement opposition to allowing small business owners and employees to continue flexible and customizable pay, especially when it comes to paid sick leave and what works best for them, well, that's not what the unions want. Radke Macomb County said it is unconscionable for the Senate Democrats to carry the Republicans' water on this. The Republican legislature under Snyder tried to avoid putting these measures on the ballot because they were so afraid that if they passed, getting out the voters to vote on them, well, they amended them in the same session, and now the Supreme Court says it's illegal. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. This story of these political consultants inside Lansing regarding the tipped wage bills, the paid sick leave bills, and what's going on. Well, bottom line, the Senate Democrats don't want to necessarily fix this problem, because it was primarily the House back in the day that made the decision legislatively to take up the ballot proposals. Paid sick leave, getting rid of the tip wage system here in Michigan, converting to a higher minimum wage. Well, a couple of them had this to say about what's going on. The Republican legislature under Governor Rick Snyder tried to avoid putting these measures on the ballot. Again, because they were afraid they would pass and bring out voters. So what they did was they amended them in session, changed them in the same session, adopted them, and kept it off the ballot. We all know that this now has been deemed to be illegal, unconstitutional, according to the Michigan Supreme Court, end quote, said Radke. Borg went on to say, if I was a Senate Democrat, I would tell the Republicans to fix their own mess. The idea that your industry is going to collapse over a few dollars being given to waitstaff doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If you're that bad off, maybe you're not that good at running this business. And this idea that people are going to stop tipping, we're in Michigan. We're generous people. You do a good job, you're still going to get tipped. Let's pay these people minimum wage and make it fair to the people. The customers will tip on top of that if they want to. Okay, first of all, this guy does not understand the restaurant business, hospitality business at all. The profit margins for a business owner, you're lucky. You are doing really a good job if you get 10% net profits at the end of the day. 10% for all this aggravation, all this responsibility, all this liability. So basically, if your business does $1 million in sales, you might be able to keep $100,000 in profits. Maybe. That profit, of course, being your salary for running that business. Here's the other problem. Organized labor controls Lansing if you're a Democrat. And you definitely do not want to be on the wrong side of organized labor if you're going to go to Lansing and be a Democrat. Well, then be a Democrat. So they're getting pressure, the Senate Democrats are, from organized labor as we speak. Pretty interesting. Lastly, with Donald Trump reportedly giving immigration enforcement officials a quota on how many arrests of undocumented immigrants, how is that going to affect Michigan? Well, according to the one consultant, Sorg, it's a toss-up between the agricultural industry, hospitality industry, and tourism. Especially if you look at areas like Grand Traverse, filling tourist jobs, particularly in the summer, those are not regular residents. When they have a high influx of tourism, they need part-time temporary help. That is perfect for these undocumented workers, many of them we see all over northern Michigan. But the biggest problem is going to be agriculture. Up north farming communities, where you have a lot of people who pick fruit, trim Christmas trees. Last year or the year before, we didn't even have enough of these transient workers, and most of our cherries rotted in the fields. Then there are the restaurants. The untold story is that migrants work at Coney Islands or your local diner. Actually, they work all over the place. They are the backbone of the hospitality industry. If these ICE raids come to fruition, we are going to see a worker shortage that's going to be huge and actually increase the problem we already have. Not enough workers. My question is, how did we get here? Stop and think about the economy. Stop and think about where we were at before the China virus hit in March of 2020. Donald Trump's economy, people working at jobs. Then the China virus hit, were locked down for months, and people got into the habit of not working, being on unemployment insurance, some of them getting benefits they weren't even entitled to. But because unemployment insurance agency was so screwed up, billions of dollars was given to people that should not have gotten the money. The workforce has dwindled. Factor in the departure of some of our residents. Not a good formula here in Michigan. We're going to talk about declining population. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and